Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse. Hey, warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button and let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience.
Hi, it's Gina. As I mentioned in the previous video, and I will put a link in the description of that video, sometimes words, thoughts, and phrases are so deeply rooted that they're going to take a lot of work to undo. But here's the thing. You didn't put them there, and you certainly have the power to choose whether they stay or not. Whenever those words, thoughts, or that old reel starts playing, be prepared to repeat your affirmations and your truth 50 times for every one negative thought. Here are some powerful techniques to gain control of your actions by reprogramming your thoughts. First, I want to ask you to subscribe, like, and share. This may be just what someone you know needs to hear right now. Now back to the techniques. Use mantras. Mantras are powerful tools for reshaping your thoughts. Create affirmations that support your goals and strengths. Repeat them regularly with emotional involvement. Open your mind. Expand your knowledge and view yourself and the world differently. Your thoughts will naturally follow suit. Ask yourself questions, redirecting your focus and thoughts by asking empowering questions. Challenge negative beliefs and replace them with positive ones. Attack limiting beliefs. Identify and challenge negative beliefs. Replace them with positive beliefs that empower and uplift you. Visualization. Use visualization to reinforce positive thoughts and beliefs. Visualize yourself achieving your goals and becoming the person you want to be. We didn't ask to have those negative thoughts or words implanted into our minds, but they're there. The good news is, through practice and self-love, we can change our self-talk and in turn change our world. So my friend, remember this. You have the power to rewrite your story. Embrace the journey of reprogramming your subconscious and watch your life transform before your eyes. It's important to acknowledge that this journey won't always be easy. There will be days when the old thoughts creep right back in. when doubt clouds your mind, and when the weight of the past feels too heavy to bear. But in those moments, remember the strength within yourself, the resilience that has carried you this far. Give yourself grace. Healing is not linear, which means a nice straight line. It's more of that dotted line that takes all those turns. It's okay to take breaks, to seek support, and to acknowledge the progress you've made. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory worth celebrating. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Share your journey with those who understand and empathize. Together, you can overcome the obstacles and triumphs over adversity. And remember, you are not alone. You are worthy of love, of happiness, of every good thing this world has to offer. Keep pressing forward. Keep shining your light bright. And never underestimate the power of your own mind. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Take solace in the words of Philippians. With faith, determination, and God, you can overcome any challenge that comes your way. You've got this. You are rising above the abuse. Until next time, take care of yourself.